Hey, everybody, it's Bill Resnick. Grab your coat and get your hat and leave your worries on the doorstep. And join me, the Mighty Miz, on the sunny side of my street. I'm tired of the four D's: disease, death, division, and damnation. I want to add another to that list. Deserve. As in, you deserve a break from the deluge of doubt. You deserve a shelter from the fountain of sorrow that threatens to drench you, and experience a moment of pure, unadulterated joy, whatever that means to you. And to that end, I offer to share my umbrella of joyful music, with the hope that my sunny songs may temporarily lighten your load a bit. Come on over and cross over to the sunny side of my street. Noel Coward, 1899 to 1973, that epitome of British sophistication, was an invention. He was entirely self-educated, having left school at 9 years old to pursue a career on the stage. After a modest success as an actor, he switched to playwriting in 1924 with The Vortex in order to write a good part for himself and set the theatrical world on fire. The combination of his jaw-dropping verbal dexterity, bravado verging on ballsiness, and tender insight into the frailty of humanity bordered on the supernatural. In the 1920s, he became the brightest of the bright young things, the Beatles of his era. His life story is too enormous to recount here, but encompasses a litany of glittering highs, gut-wrenching lows, dramatic intrigues, and an unparalleled output of creative work that would crash a computer. Yet through it all, the manufactured elan, the stylish ease with which he presented himself, as he encapsulated it, his talent to amuse, never failed him. This parody of Riviera society, recorded towards the end of his career, was written in 1938 for the Broadway Revue set to music and originally performed by Beatrice Lilly, a frequent collaborator. What's amazing to me as I drink it in is that despite being so specific in subject matter and execution, Coward's universal appeal is undeniable.
Well, I don't know, it's the most extraordinary experience. I understand not everybody has that sort of experience. It's something to do with the sun and all that. I wouldn't understand myself, really. You know, quite for no reason, I'm here for the season and high as a kite, living in error with Maud at Cap Ferrat, which couldn't be right. You know, everyone's here frightfully gay. You know, nobody cares what people say. Now, though the Riviera is really much queerer than Rome at its height, on Wednesday night, I went to a marvellous party with Nunu and Nada and Nell. You know, it was in the fresh air, and we went as we were. And we stayed as we were, which was hell. Poor Grace started singing at midnight, and she didn't stop singing till four. You know, we knew the excitement was bound to begin when Laura got blind on Dubonnet and Gin and scratched her veneer with a Cartier pin. I couldn't have liked it more, honestly. I mean, it was a marvellous party. We played the most wonderful game. Maureen disappeared and came back in a beard, and we all had to guess at her name, imagine. Old Cecil, good old Cecil, arrived wearing armor, some shells, and a black feather ball. Poor Millicent wore a surrealist comb made of bits of mosaic from St. Peter's in Rome. But the wait was so great that she had to go home. I couldn't have liked it more, honestly. It's the most fabulous sight you've seen. I've never seen such a carry-on. I mean, it couldn't happen anywhere else but on the Riviera. It was most peculiar. You know, people's behavior away from Belgravia would make you aghast. So much variety watching societies campering past. You know, if you have any mind at all, Gibbon's divine decline and fall sounds pretty flimsy. No more than a whimsy. By way of contrast, on Wednesday last, I went to a marvelous party. I must say the fun was intense. We all had to do what the people we knew might be doing 100 years hence. Can you beat it? We talked about growing old gracefully, and Elsie, who's 74, said, A, it's a question of being sincere, and B, if you're supple, you've nothing to fear. Then she swung upside down from a glass chandelier. I couldn't have liked it more. I'd been to a marvellous party. We didn't sit down to dinner till 10. You know, and young Bobby Carr did a stunt at the bar with a lot of extraordinary men. Poor Frida arrived with a turtle, which shattered us all to the core. The Duchess passed out at 2:45, and suddenly Cyril cried, fiddly-dee, and he ripped off his trousers and jumped in the sea. I couldn't have liked it more. I'd been to a marvellous party. Elise made an entrance with May.
You'd never have guessed from her fisherman's vest that her bust had been whittled away. Poor Lulu got fried on Chianti and talked about esprit de corps. Louise made a couple of passes at Gus, and Freddy, who hates any kind of a fuss, did half the Big Apple and twisted his truss. Ha ha! I couldn't have liked it more.